People have probably wanted to fly forever. And for many, flying faster and faster has always been part of that goal. Not so the Granite State Skyriders, whose members fly powered parachutes and paragliders. Their motto is, slow and low.
Clear prop.
The leisurely pace is a feeling that one of the club's founders, instructor Perry Dick Owopoulos, loves.
It's all about very casual flying low to the ground so you can actually see things. It's not like you're in an airplane where you're up so high you can't make out any of the details.
And unlike being in an airplane, powered parachute pilots are literally hanging it all out there in one of the purest forms of flying. There's no fuselage around them, no windshield. The floor is called the Earth. The pilot has a seat at the very front with a tubular metal frame just behind him. In the middle of that frame, behind and just above the pilot, is a snowmobile engine. Behind that is a propeller. And when flying, above and behind is a parachute. The club, which has 40 or so members, recently got together at the Mount Washington Regional Airport in Whitefield for a three-day fly-in. Maxie Olcott of Rumney is putting gas in her plane. She's eager to get airborne. But then she says she's been eager to be airborne since she was young.
I've wanted to do this since I was 2 years old, jumping off my dad's roof.
Having survived that arguably imperfect understanding of aeronautics, Olcott now has a two-seater with a huge parachute decorated with a picture of a bald eagle.
The best thing about it is when you get up in the air and you just see the whole world from a completely different perspective. The mountains look great from the ground, but the mountains look a whole lot different when you're up in the sky, and the lakes are just phenomenal.
New powered parachutes generally range in price from about $12,000 to $20,000, and flying a two-seater requires a license from the FAA. Not so for a single-seater. There are two basic ways to get airborne. One is to strap everything on your back, turn on the engine, and run down the field. Seriously. It's the approach favored by Mike Sherwood of Arundel, Maine. It sounds ridiculous, and to be completely fair to Sherwood, it also looks ridiculous.
It feels a little awkward. You got that 75 pounds or whatever bouncing around on your back, and it's not entirely, that run out isn't entirely pleasant.
Typically, Sherwood says he has to run about 15 yards. Then there is what Sherwood sees as an amazing transformation, the stuff of action movies or comic books.
I guess I can say it feels like being a superhero, like flying like Superman. You run along the ground and your feet leave and you fly away.
But most pilots prefer that self-indulgent and clever invention called the wheel. Power up the engine, taxi along the grass, and the parachute quickly begins to fill with air, says Brian Thompson, one of the club's founders.
Once you hit approximately 14 miles per hour, it has enough lift to pick you up off the ground.
Work the engine harder, and you climb. Throttle back, and you descend. Foot pedals are used to change direction, using lines that tug on either side of the parachute. By late morning, there are a dozen or so planes flying roughly 1,000 feet over the airport, or sometimes you see them as little dots tickling the horizon. They keep in touch by radio.
There's a big white, big yellow hotel complex.
Mountain View Grand Hotel.
No flying is entirely safe, the laws of physics and gravity being fairly relentless. Carol Wern of Concord is an instructor, and he says there are accidents typically related to pilot error, not mechanical failures.
When I'm flying somebody around and they say, you know, what if something happens? They say, look above your head. What do you see up there? A 500-square-foot parachute. Okay, if something happens, we're at least coming down on a parachute. We're not coming down without a parachute. So that's the safety factor.
The trick is having a field on which to land, not trees, not water. But as Warren gets ready to take off, he says there's some risk to everything. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.